Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has responded with fury to the news that he might face an arrest warrant for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Yesterday, the International Criminal Court applied for arrest warrants for top Israeli and Hamas leaders over the conflict, accusing them of war crimes.
The outrageous decision by the ICC prosecutor, Karim Khan, to seek arrest warrants against the democratically elected leaders of Israel is a moral outrage of historic proportions. It will cast an everlasting mark of shame on the international court. Israel is waging a just war against Hamas, a genocidal terrorist organization that perpetrated the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust.
Meanwhile, the US President Joe Biden also described the arrest warrants as outrageous, saying there was no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. Earlier, we spoke to Bronwyn Maddox, director of the think tank Chatham House, about the ICC's arrest warrants.
They are absolutely furious at what they see as an equation, and it is an equation, of Hamas's atrocities on October the 7th, killing a lot of Israelis and taking many hostage, and Israel's response, which is to try and pursue Hamas leaders and leading to the deaths of a lot of people in Gaza. But they reject the equivalence, as they say, between those two things. They really are deeply outraged.
The reaction of the US government is almost identical to that of the Israeli government.
That's right. And I think it's one of those points where the US sees this very much Israel's way. It sees it as absolutely morally wrong to equate Hamas, a designated terrorist group, and what it did on October the 7th with Israel's response, given that the US and quite a few other countries have said, look, Israel has not only a right to exist, but a right to defend itself. And this is what it has done in the name of that defense. Now, others argue with the nature of that defense and say, did it have to lead to the deaths of so many people in Gaza? But it's the equivalence that the US has really objected to.
What more do we know about the named Hamas leaders in this call for an arrest? They're not familiar names in the way that Benjamin Netanyahu is.
No, that's right. And they're not, in that sense, public politicians, though Hamas did compete against another branch of the Palestinians to win its governorship of Hamas years and years ago. But they, two of them, Yahya Sinwar and Mohammed Deif, are thought to be still in Gaza and very much orchestrating the response to Israel's action there. Possibly some have speculated surrounding themselves with hostages, but it is very noticeable that Israel has not been able to find them. And the other one, Hania, is a resident in Qatar and travels around the region, and so has a very different life and is very much a more public spokesman of Hamas.
In your view, what's likely to happen now with the ICC warrant?
Well, there is a process. So it will now be considered by a panel of three judges who will decide whether or not to take it further, that is, issue the arrest warrants. And normally that does take a few months with the ICC. Meanwhile, these arguments are going to go on from Israel, which doesn't respect the legitimacy of the ICC, saying we don't respect this, and no doubt other countries chiming in as well on both sides. Because the International Criminal Court is fairly recent. It's just about 20 years old, and it was set up to try to have a permanent court internationally looking at these, not a special panel looking at each atrocity as we had in the Balkans.
That's Bronwyn Maddox, director of the think tank Chatham House.